The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Business and investing news.
We are Business 1440, KYCR, Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump issuing his first veto yesterday, overruling Congress to protect his emergency for border wall funding.
Today I am vetoing this resolution.
President Trump was joined in the Oval Office by members of his cabinet and law enforcement officials, where he argued that the situation at the southern border is a crisis.
It is definitely a national emergency.
He described the congressional resolution to block his declaration as reckless and thanked the courageous Republicans who supported him. Even though Congress passed the resolution, it does not have enough votes to override the presidential veto. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has earned a double-edged national reputation. The Gallup poll has recorded strongly divergent responses from its survey sample of nearly 2,000 people asking about the freshman representative from New York. This is SRN News.
Does your family believe in the power of a private school education? Are you looking into sending your child to a private school next year? Hi, I'm Alyssa with Business 1440, and we want to help your family by covering half of your child's first year of private school. This is a program we have had for over 8 years now, helping many families get into the school of their dreams. We are in the thick of open house season right now, so the timing couldn't be better. If you find a school you would like your child to attend, call me at 651-289-4406 to see if that school is one of our partner schools. It's that simple. This isn't financial aid. This is for everyone. Don't pay more than you need to for your child's first year of private school. Call me at 651-289-4406. That's 651-289-4406. Or visit our website at TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Good morning. Welcome to the King Banyan Show. Good to be back. I'll tell you what, how long I've been away. We had trouble finding the coffee cup I always bring to campus to do the show. I'm actually working with the backup coffee cup because we can never keep the covers of your coffee cup straight. I don't know about you. I have about half dozen travel mugs. You get them as gifts as you go along life, and You half of them I give away immediately, but the other half, like, oh, that's kind of cool. I think I'll keep that one. And every once in a while, because I'm traveling and I don't have a mug, and I think to myself, I probably could use one more, I'd buy one. So there's about half dozen in there. The cups are easy enough to find. The covers are another matter altogether. They're all slightly different. If you put the wrong cover on, and then you are taking a sip from your cup as you drive down the road, we know what happens then. And no, there's not a McDonald's for you to sue. And you end up with having this crisis, at least in our household, of where's the cover to that travel mug? Anyway, it only happens because I've been away. We'll talk about my trip. I was visiting a week ago today at this particular moment. I was walking the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, Scotland. And eventually winding up visiting with a good friend of mine, an economics instructor, Brooks Herbolt, who was my student once and is now helping to lead a program of students from Wisconsin and from Normandale Community College, where he's an instructor, who are studying at the place where Adam Smith's charge, people, a little known story, Adam Smith. Between writing The Theory of Moral Sentiments and The Wealth of Nations, you probably know the latter, you ought to know the former. Between those appointments, he came from Glasgow to Edinburgh to instruct a 9-year-old who had become the Duke. He had become a Duke, and the regent who was the guardian who was managing the Duke's life thought his tutor, his instructor, should be Adam Smith. And that happened at that particular castle. So a little bit of your Adam Smith trivia there. There's a lot of Adam Smith in Edinburgh, and yes, I'm getting I didn't get it while I was there, but someone's shipping to me my Adam Smith tie. So when you see me next at a Salem Twin Cities event, I promise you I will have it on. And very proud to wear it. 651-289-4477, the number to call with questions or comments. Of course, things continue to happen in the United States as well. It's not just Brexit we'll talk about. The fascination with modern monetary theory, or MMT as it's sometimes called, I'd like to discuss it with you at some length. It actually has roots that go right back to the very end of World War II. And I think its roots actually are started in the period where Keynes had just passed away, and there was debate about what would Keynesianism be after Keynes. This is a piece that I think was rejected back in the 1900s, been brought back to life. And I'll tell you a little bit of that history as well. We'll talk about that on the show today. Phil Kirpin from America Commitment, a regular guest of the show, will be back by today in the next hour to talk about the FCC and auctioning of spectrum. One of the things I discovered with my students is, it's certainly true that the Millennials, and I think now even more to that point, Gen Z, the group that lies behind the millennials who were born in 1995 or later, according to the demographers, 95 is the break point between millennials and Gen Z. That's what I do with one of my kids that's right there in the second half of 1994. I think she's a little bit of both. Anyway, the biggest crisis they have when traveling is when you're in another country and your cell phone doesn't work. And I actually have learned something from this trip, which is people just sort of assume that they can turn their cell phone on, it works everywhere, and they don't understand spectrum. So I actually am going to spend a little time talking with Phil about that connected issue as well. As we always do on the King Banyan Show, first of all, 651-289-4477, number to call, questions, comments. We're live. My thanks to John Spry, who was here 2 weeks ago, to fill in for us while we were actually in the plane on the way to, we probably had landed in London by then, but was nowhere near a point where I could have done a broadcast, and I certainly didn't have the ability to do one from Edinburgh in Scotland. So it saw great things. We'll tell you more about that in a bit. But the news of the week economically will look like this. We are publishing here up in St. Cloud our quarterly business report. We'll have our quarterly business report review this Thursday. I'll send a tweet to you at the break. Just follow the hashtag #KBRS. That's how you hear all of the stuff being discussed here on the King Banyan Show. Just follow that hashtag #KBRS. And that, if you're new to Twitter, my God, could you be new to Twitter anymore? I don't think so. But in case you're kind of a Twitter neophyte and you're like, what is this thing? Go to Twitter.com. You don't even need an account yet. Just go into Twitter.com and in the search box, just type #KBRS. And that's how you'll find, you'll see my handle at Banyan Show. And then you'll see some of our regular listeners who like to participate there as well at #KBRS. But the news of the week has been this, right? We've had for the last 2 months this steady stream of information that we were talking about before I took off. We were talking about, which was to say, no Fed funds rate hikes, the economy softening, the economy's heading into a recession, maybe at the second half of this year. We actually have information, survey results that will be published tomorrow in the St. Cloud Times from our local business leaders on what they think is happening with recession. Their probabilities for recessions in 2019 and 2020. We'll just encourage you to look for that. I'll also post that to the Twitter feed as it becomes available. And if it goes, sometimes it comes up on Saturday. If it comes up before the show's over today, I will in fact post it for you and talk about it here on the show as we go along. But for right now, I have to protect our sources. We have to protect the arrangement we have with the Times, and so we won't do that. But here's what I want to point out. If there's a recession coming, it is nothing like the last one we had. Why do I say that? How can I believe that we won't have a deep, deep recession like we had in 2007, 2008, 2009? And my answer to that is, I don't see yet, the deep imbalances, the over-speculation, the rampant optimism that characterized 2006, 2007, United States, and Europe for that matter. Now, I am concerned about Europe, as I've said here on the show several times. I think many parts of Europe are going into recession, and we're beginning to see it creep out of the southern part of Europe, where Italy is teetering on a recession, Turkey is in a recession, Greece is barely growing, Spain and Portugal. It's beginning to creep to the north. And it's going to hit, I believe, the country that is probably best able to combat it, but it fundamentally changes what Europe looks like. And that is not Britain, it's Germany. The German economy has slowed down dramatically over the last 3 to 6 months or so. German exports, but were unchanged, and they're celebrating, right? They're celebrating that particular fact. As you continue to look at Germany has now cut its forecast, its leading economic private institute, IFO, has reduced its forecast for 2019 GDP growth to 0.6%. Angela Merkel is stepping down. They have a new leader of the party. The new leader is going to want to have an election at some point in the relative near future. But
the forecast for growth in Germany right now is tremendously low. Now, here's the advantage that the United States has. We're not as dependent on imports and exports as the news that comes from Washington would have you think. We still produce and use about 85% of the goods that we purchase in the United States. Right? 85% of them are domestically sourced. That's certainly not true in other countries. I could point out all of the stuff that I saw in the UK that is not domestically sourced. I was just looking at cars. I love being in other countries, and particularly if you're in the UK and you see the cars with the driving column on the right, you want to say to yourself, "Huh, that's interesting. Where do these cars come from? Who produces them?" Not as many of them come from the UK as one might think. Many of them are coming from other parts of the world. So they're more exposed to these trade shocks. They're more exposed to Germany than we are. But there's no question in my mind that if, as I've argued, the next recession in the United States will have international sources, that means that we're going to be exposing about 15 to 20% of our economy to a shock, and the other 80% can somewhat expand to take advantage of that. And so I don't think the shock's going to be that large. And I think the markets are beginning to come to the viewpoint that the economy is doing okay, not great. It's going to be slower. But I'm beginning to think that investments that require an appetite for risk are not going to go away. They're not going to be shunned by the market to nearly the extent that one might have thought 2 months ago. I don't think there's going to be a substantial retreat, and I'm in the camp that actually now thinks there won't be a recession that starts in 2019. There might be one in 2020, but I can tell you. A president that's running for re-election does everything in his or her power to be sure that there is not a recession in an election year. And presidents have a lot of power. So how certain should we be that there's a recession coming? I'm not so sure. I'm less certain of it than I think some people are. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
It's only March, and liberals have done nothing this year but, well, create chaos. Andrew Cuomo in New York, Ocasio-Cortez driving Amazon out of New York, Kamala Harris, they're all out pursuing their liberal agenda. Major corporations where you shop every day are using their buying power to steer America towards a socialist economy. If your cell is with AT&T or Verizon, your money is supporting liberal candidates. The ACLU, Unito U.S., Planned Parenthood, you can support your values by switching to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have. Plus, they have taken a portion of their proceeds and support conservative organizations like the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List, and PragerU. Patriot Mobile has unlimited talk and text plans as low as $20 a month. It's easy to switch. Call 1-800-PATRIOT and mention Hugh, or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh, and they'll waive up to 2 activation fees. That's right, 2 activation fees. Join me and thousands of Americans. Switch today.
Have you tried digital marketing but don't know if it's getting you customers? Got different companies running your web design, social media marketing, and geofencing, but not sure which is working and which is a waste of your dollars? Contact us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. We'll talk about the vote and about votes about Brexit here and after this segment, and share some thoughts about that. We'll get to that all. We're also going to talk about modern monetary theory a little bit. When George Will decides to start writing about modern monetary theory, do you sort of realize, okay, it probably means it's reached I thought it was just something that economic wonks were talking about, but it turns out the general public is tuned into it. I actually got a text message from one of my former students who's been graduated for about 25 years, and it was basically MMT and then 3 other letters that suggest that he's trying to figure out what the fuss is all about. So, anyway, the 651-289-4477. The economy is actually, I think, in reasonable shape. I think people had over-awfulized some of the data that came out in January, and I think there's 2 parts to that. One, you had a lot of data that wasn't coming up online because of the government shutdown. So when there isn't data to confirm or to dissuade one from a particular view, you're able to continue with whatever perception you have of the economy in a sort of a fact-free way. And I think there was a lot of that was happening in January. I think it made the pronouncements of Jay Powell at the Fed take on even more importance because people thought he knew everything that was going on, even though the shutdown meant nobody else could. A private channel to listeners. He doesn't know any more than you do. They don't get access to secret data. Now, he can call around and ask friends questions, and he's been around the industry long enough that he's privy to some conversations that you and I wouldn't be. But in terms of actual hard data, no, there isn't a secret stash of data at the Fed that the rest of us don't get to look at. We're all looking at the same data, and then we go to our stations and we ask our questions and we see what's what. That's the first part of it. Is I think people didn't have enough information at the time. The second part of this is that there were of the data that was issued, there were some anomalies, and it gives me a moment to talk about. I wasn't here 2 weeks ago to talk about the unemployment number coming in at only 20,000 for February, which was well below what anybody thought. There's just some weirdness in data, and it just gets back to my constant counseling to people who watch the data is don't get swept up in 1 month movements.
We didn't get swept up in the fact that the January number was over 300,000 to say, hey, look, the economy's doing fantastic. It's great. We thought there were some anomalies in there. And I think there are some anomalies in the February number, too. If you average it out, job growth has been going at about 170 or 180. And my guess is the March numbers, when we look at them in a few weeks, will probably put us somewhere between 150 and 200,000 jobs added. And we'll all go, okay, that one was too high, that one was too low, this one's probably about where we are. And that would be fine. The unemployment rate will stay below 4% for a while. How in the world are people talking about a recession, and how in the world are people talking about we can't have any more increases in interest rates when the unemployment rate is below 4%? You could argue that the unemployment rate is understating the true amount of slack in the economy. That's fine. Make the argument. But understand that there are those of us out there who believe that argument isn't obviously true. There are those of us that believe that perhaps there isn't as much slack in the economy as you believe. And just calling us nuts is disrespectful. And means you're not really willing to engage in a serious conversation. So I could tick off some negative numbers here for you. Initial jobless claims up a little bit in the last week. The January retail sales numbers, once you pull out gas and autos and building materials, are simply running down a little bit. Those numbers are there. Sure. Core sales, take out, and core sales means no automobiles, no gasoline, no building materials, because those are highly volatile. Year-over-year basis, retail sales up 2.7% through January. Year per prior, they were up 4.2%. And so retail sales have been slower. Yep, gotcha. You look at the industrial production numbers and the various purchasing managers index PMIs or production managers indices, and they all indicate that the manufacturing sector has been fairly slow. But I would add to you this one point. I tweeted it at you yesterday. Brian Westbury at First Trust made this point that I think is very, very important. If you take the industrial production numbers and differentiate them between consumer durables, the purchases of the cars, the refrigerators, the new cell phones, all that, on the one hand. And on the other hand, you take the purchases of capital goods, of equipment for manufacturers and for retail businesses, for business services, and so on. Capital investment has actually looks like it's doing reasonably well. And if capital investment is doing reasonably well, that would also indicate that some of the anticipated gains from the tax cut, the Job and Tax Cut Act of 2017, passed in December, about 15 months ago, appears to be having the desired impact. Yes, inventories have increased over this period, and that's concerning. If it turns out those inventory increases are in fact not planned, then they might indicate a slowdown coming up. However, the increase in capital investment would indicate that businesses are still thinking that this is a good time to grow their companies. They're also looking at the shortage of labor that many of them report. Let me go find that particular piece. I think I've... There it is. If you look at the National Federation of Independent Businesses trends report that came out this past week, there are plans to make... There's 27% of these businesses are still on net, are planning to make capital outlays, and many of them expect the economy to improve, many more than did in January. But they still say they're having a hard time finding additional workers, And so they're doing what's natural to them. If I can't find additional workers, I'll hire capital to replace those workers so I can do better with the ones that I have working for me. That's going to allow them to get past the issue of labor shortfall, be able to continue to produce goods, and by the way, it has the knock-on impact of eventually causing an increase in wages since every worker becomes more valuable because you give them additional capital. That is going to have quite an impact. So if you look at the purchase, if you look at the NFIB survey and you say what changed to cause people to be more or less favorable to where the economy is, 22% still say it's a good time to expand their business. On net, 22% more say it's a good time to expand the business than say it's a bad time to expand the business. 37% of them on net have additional job openings available. So to my basic point is this. There might be a recession at some point. And again, I think the trigger is likely to be international rather than domestic. Contrary to the opinions of some people at the Federal Reserve, I don't think they've gone too far in raising interest rates. I think they probably should have one more rate hike sometime in the next 6 to 9 months to get to something that looks to them like the neutral rate. I think it's important for them to do so. But if they kept the interest rate here a quarter point below that, would it be terribly damaging to the economy? No, not really. Quarter point one side or another probably has a marginal impact that might cause in the long run inflation to be 1 or 2 tenths of a percent higher or lower than it should be otherwise. Yeah. It's hard for me to work up a whole lot of grief about that. I'm far more concerned about what happens on the fiscal side than I am on what's going on the monetary side. And I think businesses are still reasonably taking on investment and expanding their businesses in such a way that if there was a recession to come, it would be far more like the ones that happened in 1991 or in 2000-2001 than anything that we experienced in 1982 or in 2007, 2008, 2009, to use the ones that are likely in the memory of my listeners. Okay. I'm assuming that you folks don't go and read business cycle history going back to the 19th century. You leave that to folks like me, and I'll be right back and not talk about that. We'll talk about Brexit next here, coming up on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. And others invest and trade but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use keyword OTA. Again, that's #250 on your cell phone, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote. at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Randy from Arby's here. You know, we give your computer problems the boot, but did you know we service business, office, computers, and servers at your location? Arby's can also set up business networks and firewalls to protect your equipment at your business. We'll even move data and accounts for you. We'll focus on the technology so you can concentrate on your business.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
According to Google, a local business owner like you needs to spend at least 15 hours a week to optimize their online search campaigns. I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities, introducing you to Salem Surround, the next generation answer to digital marketing for local businesses. Let Salem Surround maximize your SEO and SEM campaigns so you can run your business. Call Alyssa for more information at 651-289-4406.
I'm a capitalist. Come on.
I believe she is. And for that reason, I wonder if she's going to get very far in the race. We'll talk about that next hour. That, of course, Elizabeth Warren. That's a little bit of a tease for a longer quote she's had that was on the news in the last 48 hours. Anyway, King Dan Show, Business 1440. I probably should say something about the college admissions scandal, too. I'll talk, since I'm currently working as a dean of a school. You might guess I have an opinion or five about that, and would be happy to share just a couple observations about that too. But first, let's talk about what happened with Brexit this week. And the answer is really quite a whole lot of nothing. And you say, well, how can I say that? They had these massive votes, right? So what did they do? First thing they do is they vote to not accept, for the second time, Theresa May's deal, the withdrawal agreement that was agreed. That was on Tuesday. She'd flown while we were watching, basically from the plane as we were coming back from the UK. We were watching and seeing the news that she had negotiated a deal. A deal for additional assurances from the EU that the Irish backstop would not trap them in the EU forever. And at this point, maybe I need to explain exactly how this works. Back in 1998, the troubles, the conflict within Ireland between Northern Ireland, which is a part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, an independent country to the south, came to an agreement. A ceasefire was agreed that's frequently referred to as the Good Friday Agreement, because it was agreed on a Good Friday in 1998. So, one of the guarantors of that, to make sure that there was no border between the two countries, and the border was to be torn, was to not exist between the two countries, is of course the EU. Because part of the EU's four freedoms is the freedom of movement of people. A person living in one country within the EU can pick up and move and go live in another country and work there without needing any kind of visa or work permit to do so. If you're a member of the EU, that's true. And so part of that was to be included as the philosophy through which you would have people able to transit between Ireland and Northern Ireland
where up to that point, there had been a lot of concern about the fact that people going back and forth were carrying guns and bombs. Now, on Sunday of this week, I was actually on the road, the major road between Dublin and Belfast. Belfast in Northern Ireland, Dublin, the capital of the Republic. And I can tell you, if you wanted to, if you pass through the border there, you if you don't look really carefully, you won't even notice that you change countries. There is no path, there's no marker. You've now entered the Republic of Ireland. No, there's no such thing there. There's just a sign saying that has Gaelic underneath the English, and with a different color, and the different color of their traffic signs is the only tip you'll get that you've passed across a border. There are farms that are on both sides of the border. And we noticed those as well. So the backstop agreement was they don't want that to change. They want to be able to travel. There are lots of people, apparently, who live in the Republic of Ireland and go to work in Northern Ireland and vice versa. And are free to do so. They're free to zip up and down the road. The distance on the road between the drive time between Dublin and Belfast is approximately 3 hours. And it's about the same distance, say, between Newcastle and Edinburgh. Newcastle in the north of England and Edinburgh, of course, the capital of Scotland. And you just go across that border. There was no difference in that experience. So the desire for Brexit is tied up in this idea that what they don't want, you know, is that they don't want the border between these two countries. And in order for that to happen, what the EU is insisting on is that there cannot be, there has to be a customs union that includes Ireland and Northern Ireland if there's also going to be free movement of people between those two places. Because for there not to be a customs union would mean that the UK could charge lower tariffs for goods that come into Northern Ireland. And then a car could just get up and take them down into Dublin and sell them, and they would face a lower tariff than if they came in through the port in Dublin. And that's what they don't want. They want to be able to have, they want the tariff rates to be the same. Otherwise, all the business is going to go to the north because the UK will probably have lower tariffs than the EU would. The UK did not engage in Brexit to get higher tariffs. They did for lower tariffs. They actually didn't do it for tariff reasons at all. But they would probably end up with lower tariffs. So the argument is about that. And on Tuesday, the deal, which basically said until they could come up with a different arrangement, all of the UK had to be in a customs union because Northern Ireland doesn't want to have one set of customs rules for itself and another set of customs rules for the rest of the United Kingdom. They voted that down. Now, part two on Wednesday, Article 50, said, well, we're going to have a vote to say whether we've said we're leaving on March 29th. Do we need a deal? Could we leave without a deal? And of the 650... members of the Parliament, 651, only about 85 of them voted to leave without a deal. Those are the hard Brexiters. Okay, that's the Boris Johnsons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, Stephen Baker, Tories who are like, I want to be rid of those people once and for all, and I don't care what kind of deal we get. The deal that Theresa May presented causes them to pay £39 billion as like an alimony to the EU, and they don't want the alimony payment. And so this wouldn't require the alimony payment. And they said, no, we want to be sure there's a deal. So Thursday, they voted to have to have a motion that said, we want to leave, but we need an extension from the current Brexit date of March 29. We need an extension to June 30 so we can pass all the other bills we need to pass in order to enact a deal that we're going to vote on next week. Well, the only deal they can vote on next week is the deal they've rejected twice already, which is why this is just a complete and utter mess. They voted overwhelmingly in favor of asking for the extension, which now brings them to this point. The point they're at right now is that those who wanted the no-deal Brexit, the 85, who did not vote for Theresa May's deal, are now being told the following. And it's a beautiful game that Theresa May and the EU are playing. And they're gaming against the Brexiteers. There's no question in my mind that this is what's happening. They're now being presented with this, okay, you're going to either have to take the deal that Theresa May has negotiated with the EU, or the delay will be a lot longer because the EU now controls the length of the delay. They can say, we'll agree to delay you going out of the EU, we'll delay it, or if you don't agree to pass the deal, we just won't delay it at all. There will be a no-deal Brexit, and it will be all your fault. That would be utterly amazing. So they're basically, or what will happen is Parliament will take control, and they'll actually either have the second referendum or simply decide on their own that the first vote was indicative but does not require them to do anything, and they will choose not to leave. How would people in the UK react to that? Well, I talked to lots of people. We were in London. We were in the north of England. We were in Newcastle. We were in a small town where St. Cloud State has a castle that it uses rents part of the castle as a training facility. We were in Edinburgh. We were in Aberdeen. We were in Belfast. We were in Dublin. I'll give you the viewpoints of the people on the streets there, many of whom I got to talk to. Right after this, you're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. The colder weather tends to allow for more time to reflect on things. Sometimes we wonder if we're doing the right things, or at least wonder if we're doing the best things. As a business, it is easy to be distracted by the advice of others, the influence of the world's view on how things should be, and certainly by our carnal desires. We pray that as the Kingdom Builders continues, that we would never lose sight of what and who is really important. As we will certainly make mistakes in this endeavor, we trust that the Church, the Word, and the Holy Spirit will guide and direct us back on point.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. One of the ways we do that is we regularly look to God's Word to examine our hearts and our motives, because we try to glorify the Lord Jesus in everything we do.
We strive to take these standards on your roof, on your gutter job, whatever it might be. Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. By now, you've all heard about the Green New Deal. It doesn't take a very long memory to know that this sort of massive spending plan will collapse the economy. You see, the European debt crisis was triggered in part by plans very much like those recommended in the Green New Deal. Heavy subsidies for so-called green tech, utopian timelines for alternative energy usage, and punitive treatment on the kinds of energy which our economy actually depends on. The result? Greece and Spain and Italy triggered a crisis that jeopardized the very future of the entire European Union. If 8 years ago is ancient history for AOC and her zealots, how about 3 months? France instituted a tiny version of the same thing, and even France abandoned it. Experience is a great tutor, but her tuition can be very expensive for those who refuse to learn from the failures of others. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. Going to be back with Andrew as well. Getting some of that Scottish Irish music out of me. I actually like that music quite a bit, but I've heard enough of it. I actually recorded a guy playing the small pipes of Northumbria for about 5 minutes, and it's the first time I've heard them, and I'm now absolutely fascinated by the fact that you can play bagpipes without having to blow into something. That tickles me. Let me tell you a little bit about the people I've visited. So we were in London, and first of all, the overall reaction to Brexit from people living there is the first reaction you get is sort of a smile, the head toss, and then a bit of a wince. They're flummoxed by what's happening. They're disgusted with this. I mean, and it's important to understand something about this. Probably 2/3 of Parliament did not want to leave the EU in 2016. And there wasn't that much of a turnover of persons during the election that Theresa May hastily called, which ended up being a disaster because it now puts her in coalition with the Northern Irish Unionist Party, the DUP, and that causes them to actually have to be very, very strict on this idea of the Irish backstop that I think some Tories privately would like to soften the stance on, but aren't able to because they can't lose those 10 votes that the DUP delivers. So the first thing they do is wince. And then it all is a function of where you are. I will tell you, in London, we spent a lot of time talking to people that you would have considered to be the elites, like DC elites. And they had these very sort of standard views, but their belief was we need, you know, that it was a mistake to give up free movement of persons in this because, frankly, the UK doesn't have enough labor supply and they actually need nurses to come from Eastern Europe and they need engineers to come from Poland and Germany and they need immigrant labor in order to fill skilled positions in their economy. We heard that from one of the institutes that does estimates of the impact of Brexit on their economy. And when you say, well, why did it pass then? I mean, if it's really so obvious, why did it pass then? And you got something kind of like what we hear in the United States about people who voted for Republicans in 2016 and for President Trump, that there was some kind of populism that has tinges of nativist tendencies within it. We then went to the north, and in the north, where we were, except for individual parts around Newcastle, pretty much that entire area voted to leave. And there, they're quite upset with this idea that
that it has anything to do with nativism or worse, xenophobia. Their viewpoint was simply, we want our sovereignty back. We want to be able to make our decisions for ourselves. We talked to a farmer. We went out to a farm that's not very far from the Scottish border. And that farmer said, I've been to Brussels. I've seen what they have there. They have a whole lot of stuff that we can't afford. We're trying to figure out how to make money and how to deliver a product that people want. He's diversified his business. He's worked hard at reducing his costs. He done that. And business after business I talked to were businesses that said, we just need not to have this interference from Brussels. We need to get control of our own lives back. And that was the firm idea we had. In Scotland, I can now promise you, I said this, I was on the Hugh Hewitt show with Ed Morrissey guest hosting, and I said I'll bet my bottom dollar, if they vote to leave, if Brexit actually does come to pass, the next thing that will happen will be a second referendum on independence for Scotland. Scotland feels betrayed that they were supposed to leave, and what we heard from the Scottish, I heard this from a woman from Newcastle, so she's ethnically English, not Scottish. Her accent was English, not Scottish. But she said, I voted to leave. I would now vote to remain. And if we don't remain, if there was a second referendum, and if we don't remain, I would vote for Scottish independence, even though I'm not a Scot. And so, because they felt like they need the EU because of all of the shipping and all of the oil that they have. Their relationships, Scotland's relationships to the EU, are probably much tighter and more apparent, particularly around Aberdeen, which is the oil capital of the North Sea, at least on the English side. On the British side, excuse me. That is far more their concern is we're going to lose our trade arrangements, particularly regarding oil. The simple point is, you can't. When people suggest that there's a political failure, the political failure is simply representing the fact that people are split in a way that isn't defined by party, isn't defined by race, it isn't defined by anything other than what business are you in, where are you on the economic map right now? And that is actually tearing the country right in half. I have no idea what happens next week. I'll tell you what's going to happen in the next hour. Phil Kirpin to talk about the FCC and your Wi-Fi right after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundmsp.com. Surroundmsp.com, connecting you with new customers.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Minnesota high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-316-4761. That's 800-316-4761. 800-316-4761.
If you have hair loss, then I have great news for you. This is Mike Greenlee, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. I urge you to log on to ineedmorehair.com. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss, ineedmorehair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to ineedmorehair.com. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, their results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan. ineedmorehair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's ineedmorehair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out ineedmorehair.com for complete details.
ineedmorehair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.